You're listening to SBS News.
Aboriginal culture is embedded in the programs at Yatra Children's Service, from music and dance, puzzles and storytelling, through to craft and bush activities. Over the last couple of years, the Aboriginal Childcare Centre in Melbourne has been contacted by a growing number of non-Indigenous early childhood education services seeking guidance on how to become more inclusive. CEO Stacey Brown has helped them.
The tips that we give services is to make sure that the resources are authentic, that they're using resources that may be from local artists.
But the fear of getting it wrong is holding some educators back. Executive Director at the Community Childcare Association, Julie Price, says they lack knowledge and confidence.
We hear lots of times that educators are concerned that they're going to do the wrong thing. They don't want to be tokenistic and they don't want to offend anyone. So sometimes that completely stops services from doing anything.
The Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Childcare says those services are passing up a golden opportunity to foster respect for Aboriginal people from an early age. Deputy Chairwoman Geraldine Atkinson says they need to step up.
It's better to do something than to do nothing. So if you don't know anything, what you do is you learn.
Educators are being urged to attend professional development courses on incorporating Aboriginal perspectives. The Vice President of the Victorian Aboriginal Education Association, Professor Mark Rose, says they should also consult local elders and Aboriginal organisations.
It's leveraging the richness of Indigenous knowledge in a contemporary setting to grow this country, not to divide it. If you're genuine, the community will work with you.
There are many ways for early childhood education services to acknowledge and celebrate Aboriginal Australia. That includes inviting Indigenous artists and performers in to hold workshops, marking Indigenous events such as Reconciliation Week, and playing Indigenous games. At Windsor Community Children's Centre, youngsters are slowly being exposed to Aboriginal culture.
And we go, welcome to our land.
The programme is driven by a non-Indigenous educator, Melissa Lowndes.
We need to find this information out. Don't be scared, just try. And say to the children when they ask a question or a parent asks me and I'm not sure, I say, that's a great question, let's explore this together.
It's exploration that could lead to greater understanding and appreciation of the world's oldest living culture. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.